BBC Radio 档。
You know when you come home from work, or maybe you come home from holidays and your house is riddled with ants, cockroaches, all sorts of insects. What's the first thing that goes through your mind? Call the pest control. But the first thing that goes through Lou DiMatteo's mind is, yum, dinner. Is that right?
potentially, depending on the insect. Although, no.
So, bit of context here. Lou, you went on holidays to Mexico, and one thing that you noticed people were eating was insects.
Yes, grasshoppers and crickets, lots of them.
Now, when I'm out in the shed and I move a bit of plywood or something and there's about 1,000 crickets jump around because it's nice and moist in there and I've disrupted their habitat, I feel a little bit ill. How do you feel?
I did initially feel disgusted, but I gave it a go and they were coated in chili, lime or garlic. And I dare say they were actually pretty yum.
Have you kissed anyone on the mouth since you came back? Did you tell them that you'd eaten insects on holidays?
No.
Nice. So tell us, why should we all be thinking about eating insects?
They have a much lower carbon footprint than a lot of other animals, particularly livestock, and they are pretty high in protein. And there's lots of environmental benefits to this bug.
Would you eat a steak or eat a burger?
Yes, I do eat meat. Although it's important to, you know, if you're looking at how sustainable you're being, it's important to really take care in looking at where that meat is from.
So when you first saw these things cooking on the barbecue, what did you think?
So they were actually at a market stall and they were just big bags of each different flavour. And I was initially pretty disgusted, although our tour guide, we were on a walking tour, she was saying how they are a local delicacy and everyday snack. You could see locals walking around everywhere just eating them out of bags. And they're free, like for us, from our tour guide. So we all had a go and tasted all the three different flavours. And it actually went down pretty well.
So do you think that one day Mindle Markets will have its own cricket and grasshopper stall?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised they don't. I think they'd get a bit of business up here with people looking to do different things.
Do you think the Northern Territory Country Hour will have a market report on cockroaches?
Well, I find cockroaches disgusting. So,
What other insects do you find disgusting?
Most, but yes, I did eat it on holidays, like you do different things on holidays, but I would be keen to see the other products available, like protein bars and peanut butter and burgers made from insects, which are available in Australia and other places.
What's your advice to people who maybe, you know, when you go on holidays and you're a little bit apprehensive about eating the local food, if someone's going on holidays to Mexico, what's your advice?
Oh, just do it. Get involved and do as the locals do because it's all part of the experience.
What did it taste like?
It tasted like the flavour. So it tasted like garlic and then it tasted like chilli, the other one. Oh, like kind of like eating popcorn.
And did it fill you up?
Well, I just had three, so no.
So then you went and wolfed down a burger after that.
It's all about balance.
So, Mohammed, I heard you sell insect bars in your shop. Have you got any today?
Unfortunately, they're all gone and shockingly very fast. It's not actually bars. It's 7 insects in a package, in each package.
Why do you sell them?
It's something new. It's Darwin. People love to try, you know, new stuff here. So yeah, and it's popular, so why not?
And have you eaten one yourself?
Not exactly, but, you know, I've got feedback. It's crunchy and it's full of flavor, so.
Have you had many people in looking for them since they sold out?
I actually, kind of like every day the word goes around and people, you know, very interested about this product. Well, I didn't do it, but, you know, there might be more adventurous people out there. And it's, you know, it's why not? It's something new, something safe. And as I heard, it tastes very good. So why not? Yeah.
former curator of entomology at Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory, Dr. Graham Brown. Will we be all eating insects in the very near future?
The planet would probably be a lot better off if we were eating less quadrupeds, but I think we could, but it's this learned thing of, you don't eat those sorts of things. But I've eaten all sorts of things, and I probably should try some more, but it's also in the preparation and the presentation of creepy crawlies that needs to be overcome for that to be successful, I think.
Do you think people will overcome the ick factor?
You starve enough people, they'll eat all sorts of things, I think, me included. You don't want to eat things with spiny legs or something that's going to get caught in the throat, but you don't want something that looks like something really yucky wandering around the ground or the, you know, trees or whatever, you know. So I suppose it's an education level familiarity with actually eating these things. And I'm sure there's lots out there that we don't know about how tasty some of these things are. Do I have a favourite? I think I'd eat beetle lardy more than anything else, just because they're not soft and gooey like a caterpillar would be or a dare I say maggots. You know, I mean, food needs to be clean, whether it's insects or a piece of beef or whatever. And so you can't just go picking things up and putting them in your mouth.
ABC Radio Darwin, Menmark!